The headlines this hour: Israeli troops attack yet another Gaza aid ship in international waters. The international community steps up anti-Israeli demonstrations. And the United Nations says Tel Aviv could face prosecution over aid attacks.
It is 11 p.m. in Gaza and half past midnight here in Iranian capital Tehran. Welcome to this edition of Press TV's World News.
Thanks for joining us. Israeli naval forces have once again stormed a Gaza-bound aid ship in international waters.
Well, this comes a few days after Israeli commandos attacked another aid convoy en route to Gaza and killed several people on board. The Israeli military has escorted the Irish-owned Rachel Corrie to the port of Ashdod, this time with no violent confrontation. Israeli officials say the people on board the vessel have been taken to a holding facility near Tel Aviv and will be sent back home soon. Five Irish activists, including Nobel Peace Prize winner Merritt McGuire, and six Malaysians were on board the ship. It has been named after American pro-Palestinian activist Rachel Corrie. She was killed in 2003 as she tried to prevent an Israeli bulldozer from destroying a Palestinian home.
Well, world anger at Israel's deadly attack on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla shows no signs of abating. 5 days after the attack, people are still pouring out in their thousands to condemn the carnage.
United by anger at Israeli actions, thousands of people have poured into the streets across the world. They're out to condemn Israel's deadly attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla on Monday. Turks gathered in the country's largest city, Istanbul, condemning Israel as a murderer. Waving Palestinian flags, they called for the prosecution of Israeli leaders. Eight Turks and an American with Turkish origin were killed when their ship was brutally attacked by Israeli commandos in international waters. In India, demonstrations turned violent when hundreds of protesters clashed with security forces. Police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. Britons took their anger to London's Downing Street. Thousands gathered outside the Prime Minister's residence to protest the British government's silence toward the Israeli attack.
Let's make sure that the Prime Minister hear your voice and the siege of Gaza! And the siege of Gaza!
Protesters demanded the international community pressure Israel to respect international law.
End the illegal blockade and pull down the illegal wall. Kick out the illegal settlements. Let's have international law.
And there was a common determination among them that the latest Israeli carnage has not weakened their resolve to help the Palestinians.
That on the day after Ramadan, two mighty convoys, one by land and one by sea,
demonstrators also marched in Argentina and Venezuela to call on the United Nations to take action against Israel.
We're asking the UN to truly fulfill its role because it has become an accomplice to Israeli terrorism and the Israeli occupation. We need an international organization that ensures our rights and upholds and applies international law.
Similar protests were held in South Korea, Malaysia, Canada, and France. It looks to all like Israel's stubborn refusal to abide by demands of the international community on Gaza and what many call its deadly act of piracy is beginning to cost Tel Aviv very dearly, in political terms so far.
Demonstrators in Sydney have taken to the streets for the second time this week to protest against Israel's deadly attack of the Gaza Freedom Flotilla in international waters on Monday.
It is imperative that the government of Israel conduct its own immediate independent inquiry as to what happened. That should be immediately provided to the United Nations Security Council. If the Israeli authorities and the Israeli government do not do that, then consideration should be given to what other form of inquiry occurs.
The flotilla, which was made up of nearly 700 passengers on six boats, included five Australians. Protesters say the government is not doing enough to protect Australian citizens against what they describe as a criminal attack from Israeli forces.
Several Australians have been injured, and it's not the first time that Israel stepped on our toes. Just a few months ago, they used our passports to assassinate somebody in Dubai, and the Australian government has done nothing yet, and we're sick of this unconditional support for Israel, and that's why we're here in the rain today, demanding that the Australian government listens to us and takes action.
I think Australia has been affected in terms of two of our journalists were on board, were beaten, one of our students was shot in the leg. There were other Australians on board. So I think that it is disgraceful for the Australian government not to condemn the Israelis outright.
All but two Australians have been freed and are currently in Turkey, some of whom are believed to be lodging appeals of their abduction from international waters. The two Australians that remained in Palestine are Ahmed Lukman, aged 20, who was shot in the leg and is receiving treatment, and his wife, Jerry Campbell, aged 22, who opted to remain in detention rather than be freed until her husband was fit to travel, after which they will both be freed by Israeli forces. Kate Geraghty, an Australian photojournalist on board the flotilla, described being knocked to the ground by what she believes was a stun gun, after which two soldiers lunged towards her and stole her camera. Protesters are furious with what they say is the government's lack of response and condemnation of the abduction of Australian citizens. While Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and Foreign Minister Stephen Smith have reiterated Australian government support for Israel, they've both called on Israel to conduct a transparent investigation and for it to be subject to international scrutiny, including from the United Nations Security Council. We have Sharita for Press TV, Sydney.
Press TV correspondent Hassan Ghani is here in Tehran following his horrifying ordeal on the Gaza Aid flotilla. He was on board the Mavi Marmara when it came under deadly Israeli attack. Hassan sheds light on what the activists have been through.
They came from the sides on commando boats and threw stun grenades and used rubber bullets against the ship that was repelled by water cannons. And then the Israeli soldiers decided to come by helicopter. Once they landed on the ship, there was a scuffle on the roof between the volunteers on the ship and the soldiers. The volunteers, of course, had no weapons whatsoever, and the soldiers were armed with machine guns, pistols, and all sorts of deadly weapons. And it's in those scuffles that a number of people were killed. We didn't understand how serious it was until we saw the first fatality. He was shot square in the forehead by an Israeli bullet. That was followed by several more fatalities. And we were held for around 24 hours on the ship by the Israeli forces at gunpoint. Most of us were placed in stressed positions. Eventually we reached the port of Ashdod, where we were taken by force, and we were all asked to sign a form agreeing to be deported. And on the ship we were treated pretty much like animals, but in the prison, I think by that stage the Israelis had become aware of how big the media fallout from this was, and the live pictures that had gone out were quite horrific. And they, of course, wanted our cooperation later on when they wanted to throw us out of the country. They didn't want us to try and mount a legal challenge.
The UN Human Rights Chief says Israel could face prosecution for its deadly attack on the Gaza-bound aid flotilla. Navi Pillay has called for an investigation into the Monday attack that killed several activists. She also said the Israeli siege on the impoverished Gaza Strip is illegal and should be lifted immediately. The UN High Commissioner said starving a civilian population is against international humanitarian law and must never be used as a method of warfare. She also said Israel's siege of Gaza is collective punishment of civilians. Well, international condemnation has been mounting to bring to justice those behind last Monday's deadly attack on the Gaza aid flotilla.
Turkish prosecutors have launched an investigation to bring a legal case against senior Israeli leaders over the carnage. Media reports say that the prosecutor's office plans to press charges against Israeli leaders, including the premier and the defense minister, once it has enough evidence. The list will include murder, piracy, and attacking Turkish activists in international waters. Turkish prosecutors have already interviewed some wounded activists to use their testimonies in the investigation. They also plan to use results from autopsies as proof that Israeli forces shot the victims at close range. Reports say that Turkey's justice ministry is also considering possible legal action against Israel.
You're watching the news here on Press TV. A quick check of the headlines this hour. Israeli troops attack yet another Gaza raid ship in international waters. Meanwhile, the international community steps up anti-Israel demonstrations. And the UN says Tel Aviv could face prosecution over aid attacks.